Today I'd like to minister a little message to you. How many of you remember the last time I ministered? I think a lot of people took their gardens. Some people were happy about it and some people not so much. Maybe today I'll do a little better for you. Those of you that got the elbow about how the yard looks or the garage. Today I'd like to minister a message to you entitled Holy Ghost Ability to Know and Then to Do the Will of God. Holy Ghost Ability to Know and Then to Do the Will of God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He is awesome. And one of the areas that I appreciate the Holy Ghost so much in is when it comes to the unknown, the Holy Ghost and the unknown. There are many things that we just don't know. If you tried your best calculation to be at the right place at the right time, and you could predict how everyone is going to respond, wouldn't that be nice? But we don't. There are so many things that we don't know. And I'd like to read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12 as we begin our little discourse today. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love Him. So we'll start by saying that God has prepared things for you. He is not a haphazard God. He has plans for you. If you're a businessman, He has plans for your business. He has plans for our families. Somebody said amen. Amen. He has plans for our relationships. Amen. As you serve, He has plans for whatever you put your hand to. Yes. He has plans for your finances. Plans for your health. The thing is that the natural man doesn't understand or know how to get to those things. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Amen. And God wants you to reach up and just take them by faith. Take them, reach out and take them now. Amen. He wants peace. How many want peace? How many want to sleep good at night? How many want to make sure that you're current on your bills? Is it a blessing to fall behind? But look what it says here in verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. How? Through His Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. And what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. If you wait for the 6 o'clock news to tell you how you're supposed to live, that's a real sad state of affairs. We can't live by the spirit of this world. You can't wait for some news anchor to tell you how to live. You've got to be tuned into the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the Spirit who is from God, that's the Spirit that we've received, that we might know the things that have been freely given us by God. Everybody say that we might know. We're not going to know everything, but there are things that we have to know. And rest assured that the Holy Ghost has been sent to help you to know what you need to know. Amen. Amen. You can't figure it out on your own. Sorry. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. Or your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. So everybody understand that we need higher thoughts. Amen. On your job, you need a higher thought. Amen. Hey, to parent, by the way, I'm so grateful for the parenting seminar that we had last weekend. It was awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. But we need higher thoughts in how to deal with these kids. You need higher thoughts in how to deal with teenagers. Hey, we need higher thoughts how to deal with your husband. Is that right? You need higher thoughts how to deal with your, you know, fellow employees, people on your teams. Amen. You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 14 says that the natural man, the non-spiritual man, does not accept or welcome or admit in his heart the gifts and the teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. But in this church, we open up wide and say, Holy Spirit, speak to us. But we don't just want to hear what he has to say. We have to be empowered to do it. That's part two. Well, don't get sad on that. That's coming up in just a few minutes. So you're his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God has a good life planned for you. If I was honest, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, many of us feel like, man, my life is just not. Just things have not been going very well. And I'm not going to have a show of hands, because there are seasons. Aren't there those seasons?
Yes.
And those hard seasons. Yes. Then things, you come up for water or come up for air a little bit, and then, woo, it looks like there's another season. How you know God knows what he's doing? Yes. He's got your number, and he sent you the Holy Spirit to help you, listen now, through every season. I said every season. Sleepless nights when you have a baby with colic. Dear Lord Jesus. You should have seen me driving through the streets of Castro Valley trying to put this little kid to sleep. It's like, all right, coast into the garage. Open the door. Click. Ah! Oh! Oh! So turn the car back on. Go out, drive around 2 a.m. or something. Then I come in. You know, remember those days. It takes real grace to be a parent. I won't tell you the rest of the story. We don't have time. But we did tag team. I said, I can't tell. And then Kimberly says, here, I'll drive him around. So she got in the car and drove him around Castro Valley. Whatever. It's interesting. You need grace for every, listen, every season. There's no such thing as a season in your life. A student taking finals. A project manager, and this is due in 20 hours. And somehow the overnight delivery didn't get to you. FedEx failed you. You need grace. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Grace. But there are good works that he's prepared for you. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to transmit to us what we need to know. He's your guide in your everyday situations. And let's not be so grandiose. I want to jump right into it. Can I get just jump right into it? I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we Pentecostals want to see something real spectacular. But if you're honest about it, sometimes what we really want is something spooktacular. Come on, if you're honest about it. We want lights to flash. We want visions and dreams. Hey, you know, I just want to remind you about something. Oftentimes, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you, those of you that are listening to him and you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. He'll speak to you in a still, small voice. How many of you remember the story of Elijah? He's over there carrying on after a mighty act of God. That seems real Pentecostal. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Power, yeah. Then fear comes in. Got to, you know, I mean, you're tempted to be afraid sometimes. Come on. And so he says, he's going to meet with God. That's a good thing. But what's wrong with us, Pentecostals? What's wrong with us, Pentecostals, man? It's like we expect some explosion or something. So I think Elijah was Pentecostal, because thunder. And he goes, ah, that's God. But the scripture clearly says God was not in the thunder. And then, earthquake. Oh, yeah, that must be God. I'm Pentecostal. Yeah, yeah. No, it says God wasn't in the earthquake. And then there was a strong wind. Oh, yeah, rushing mighty wind. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Pentecostal, man. I just had Pentecost. I just got baptized in the Holy Ghost. God was not in the strong wind. Sorry to disappoint. Come on, let's get a reality. Loosen up a little bit in this Pentecostal church. It says, after all that theatrics, it says that there was this, you know what it says, this still, small voice. One translation says a whisper. And that was God. It says that Elijah threw his cloak over him and he went out. So much for Pentecostals. This kind of seems Methodist to me, if you ask me. And God spoke to him in a real rational way. Elijah, what's up? What are you doing here? And then he gave him instruction and direction. I'm here to tell you that the Holy Ghost is your guide to everyday life. And for those of you that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, good for you. And those of you that haven't, I want you to really seriously think about it. The Bible talks about those that speak in unknown tongues. I found that after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and was praying in unknown tongues, I was able to be guided into unknown territory. Unknown tongues, in other words, the language, and they are, it is a language, you know. Although I speak with tongues of men or of angels, there's a significance to what you're saying. Those of you that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, your head is not engaged. You had bypass surgery that day. That's a good thing. Sometimes our mind just limits God. Is that right? Come on, am I honest, Pentecostal? So, you pray in the Holy Spirit in unknown tongues, and something real amazing happens. God begins to reveal, and you're praying through unknown things, future things. I like what Mark Brzee ministered years ago. Mark and Janet Brzee came by, and they ministered something about how some of us are a little behind in our prayers and that we needed to pray out the future. Well, how in the world am I supposed to pray out my future when I don't? Somebody got it over here. When I don't? Thank you. Well, three people got it. You pray in unknown tongues or in the Spirit, and that will lead you into direction for those things that you don't know. When I go to pray, I'm not interested so much in praying about things that I already know. It's the things that I don't know that really concern me. It's the things that you don't know that can hurt you. Come on, somebody. Is that too hard on the Pentecostals in the house today? And so, here's the thought. Boy, I really want to share some thoughts about how I prayed in the Holy Spirit. And I think I'm going to go ahead and share it just because I feel like it. And I think I have just enough time. I want to share with you just a couple of thoughts of adventures in the Holy Spirit that I have received. Why? Because I'm not up here just blowing hot air. I know that He has worked in my life. And I'd like to give testimony of what He has done for me. In areas of responsibility, I remember if you turn the dial back a little bit, those of you that are part of the camera and production team, we had equipment that was composite. That's the yellow. Many of you doesn't relate, but it's very low resolution. And we were trying to start streaming. We'd get this going, you know. But it looked really, can I be honest about it? Awful. It looked awful. Just real fuzzy and everything. So I knew that if we can get to 720p, I just lost 300 or 400 people there. If I could get to the next resolution, at least put my foot in the door for high definition, that we would be able, and I knew that these cameras somehow could do something to 720, but I didn't know how. I didn't know. So I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. And I had a posse praying for me, my beloved wife, and many of you that were up in that prayer meeting up there. It's so important to pray for people. So important to pray for everyone that's in position of responsibility. It really is. Pray for your husband, wives. Wives, kids, pray for your parents. They were praying for me, in the Spirit, no doubt. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're praying out beyond what you know. So let me share what happened very quickly. One day, I woke up and this phrase came to me. The Bible talks about that you will hear a voice. So I can't say that I was hearing voices. Pastor Tom's hearing voices. Get the white jacket out. But I heard this in my spirit. I heard red, blue, green. Now, I've tuned my heart to listen to him. That still, small voice we were talking about? Amen. Tom, red, blue, green. Red, blue, green. Wow, red, blue, green. They're praying for me in the prayer room, and I get this little thought about red, blue, green. And that, those of you that know about this, that took us from composite to component, which spreads the red, blue, and the green signal, which then finally can take you to 720p. But you need special equipment, special adapters in that. And I walked and I said, 720p, that's it. And what we had consulted with a church down the road, a big church, and they said, oh, we have the exact same cameras. You're never going to get past yellow, but you can't go by what people say. I'm no expert, but I do know the Holy Spirit. Come on. And I've trained myself to hear his voice. And I prayed in the Holy Ghost, and I got red, blue, green, red, blue, green. So I know how to follow that. It's like the Holy Spirit's throwing little crumbs, and I'm following it. So I called that big, big church down, you know, San Jose, and they said, oh, yeah, we had that. You'll never get 720. But the Lord told me red, blue, green. What are you going to listen to? What somebody said or what the Holy Ghost is telling you? Smart class here today. I can tell we're going to finish quick. So I walked into that TV area. By the way, thank God for our TV crew. God bless all of you. You are the bomb. Our production team up there, week after week, and our camera people, praise the Lord. I walked into that room and I saw piles of different pieces of gear. And I looked, I said, what is that? It was something that splits to red, blue, green. I went, wait a minute, wait. And it was a special processor that was sitting there. It's about eye level for probably a year or more. God bless you, Albert Pecanis. You brought it, you know, one of those clean out deals. And there it was. There was that machine. And just like that, it all came together. I connected everything. I think we got this. I think we got this. How many of you know we finally got red, blue, green, and we finally got to 720p? Who did that? Who did that? The Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll tell you another one real quick. I was in the shower praying. Never mind that picture. I was praying. What's wrong with me? Little edit there. Okay. I was praying in the Holy Ghost again. And I really needed a piece of equipment. I really did. And I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but here's a little tip. When I pray in the Holy Spirit, I listen to what's coming out of my mouth. Listen. It's not coming out of your head. It's coming out of your spirit. And as I was praying, the craziest thing came out of my mouth. And I said, really? K2500. K20. I said, what's that? I don't know, but I stay with it. I know his voice. I stayed with it. I kept praying. Everybody say it. K2500. What is that? I have no idea, but I'm going to keep praying. Lord, thank you for K2500. Thank you, Lord, for K2500. I praise you. I thank you. I found out what K2500 is. K2500 is a model of keyboard that at the time cost about $8,000. And the more deluxe model was $100,000. Wasn't going to go there. Didn't need that one. But if you can go on this, I don't know. Oh, there it is. K2500. I was having a little birthday and I thought, you know, maybe I can get a K2500 for my birthday. God began to move. People began to bless me. But I was almost there. I called a place in New York. How many of you believe in following the Holy Spirit? Amen. The very day I made the connection that it's a keyboard, like, oh, and I looked it up. Oh, the price. So I call, it's called Big Daddy's in New York. I call Big Daddy's and I asked them, hey, do you guys have a K2500? And they said, as a matter of fact, hang on a second. Let me check something. And I'm on hold for a little bit. He comes back. You still there? Okay, don't hang up. Hang out. Stay on the line with me. Those are the days before you bought things on the internet. It was my 40th birthday. That was a long time ago. Before everybody had computers and internet and smartphones. We all had dumb phones, actually. So he says, you know, I don't know, but it just so happens that we just have one in the shop right now that was on layaway. Somebody put money on it, but they have lapsed in their... They lapsed. Today, they lapsed in... They had to buy it by today. And I said, really? He says, hang on a second. Then he came back on the phone. We have a waiting list for this. He says, you do? Yeah, but since you're on the phone right now, how many of you know it's really good to pray in the Holy Ghost? What, even how ridiculous it sounds, pray in the Holy Ghost. And he says, well, I'll tell you what, we'll let you have it for, let's see. And I'm going, oh, $8,000 is too much. He goes, $1,600. I'll take it. $1,600, I'll take it. Everybody say, yay. But it doesn't stop there. I was a little bit short on what came in for it. And I had this feeling, God's going to buy this for me. And I was short about $60. And I felt like, well, that's okay. You know, I like going at least I got past halfway. And so I bought it and I got it and I played. But then I get a phone call from a friend. And he says, hey, Pastor Tom, I missed your 40th birthday. Long time ago. I missed your 40th birthday. Because I just, Lord put it on my heart. I've been meaning to get you something. What's your address? So then in comes a check that he sent me. It was... I kid you not, to the dollar of what this thing cost. And God paid for the entire thing. And I got it supernaturally. Supernaturally. Now, it's not always about getting things. I have other testimonies about safety, testimonies about breakthroughs in health or breakthroughs in relationships. God is amazing. I said the Holy Spirit is amazing. So let me see. I think I have kind of helped you to understand that the Holy Spirit, those of you that are baptized in the Holy Spirit and you're praying in what? Other tongues. Yeah. You can practice that prayer language. The Lord is giving you utterance. Your mind is up and fruitful. But the book of Corinthians also talks about ask the Lord that you may interpret. And sometimes all you need is one word. So listen real careful as you're praying. As you're praying in, and the Holy Spirit may say something to you. Oh, I keep a little notebook of all these words that the Lord tells me. Like, I'll write that down. I'll write that down. I have no idea. I get names. I pray for names of people that I don't even know. I pray for people that I do know. I remember praying for Trey, you know, friend of ours. And then I called his mom and I said, hey, the Lord put so-and-so on my heart. And she goes, oh, I'm so glad something happened. I says, really? Oh, my goodness. God is good all the time. Somebody say amen. So I want to encourage you to keep praying in the Holy Ghost because he will... help you and help you out ahead there because you don't know what's coming in the future. Man, I wish I could squeeze that story in. I think I will, because it's worth it. Even if this alone can save your life, because it saved mine. I was getting up in the morning, and I just got to tell you, I have my little routine. I don't know what your routine is, but my routine is I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is I start praying in the Holy Spirit. Because according to Romans chapter 8, 26 and that, it says that you don't know how to pray as you ought. You don't even know. Wait a minute, I'm a word person. Yeah, I know you're a word person. But you don't know what to pray exactly for what's coming. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with praying with what I do know, because the Bible talks about what is it then I will pray with my understanding. But I will also pray in the Spirit, okay, and with the understanding. So I told Kimberly this. I said, "Hun, something doesn't feel good. Something don't feel right in my heart. And something dark. This is serious. This is dangerous." So I began praying in the Holy Ghost. I had no idea. Maybe I'm praying for somebody else. I don't know. Maybe I'm praying for Jimmy. I don't know. Maybe you're praying for me. I don't know what's going on. The Holy Ghost is amazing. God is so good. So day two, I'm praying again. Set my timer, pray in the Holy Spirit. And I have no idea what I'm praying about. Thursday, I do a service here at church, and I go to do my Costco and stuff to shop, minding my own business. The man of God is driving at the speed limit, by the way. I'm not pulling any punches here. I'm driving at the speed limit. And out of nowhere, the most horrific accident I have ever seen. Unfortunately, I'm involved in it. And I've got to tell you this. If I had a picture, I'd put it up there. It is amazing that some car coming through a red light was full-blown, and I was just going to kind of cross Davis and turn left real slow, like praising the Lord, thanking him for helping us and whatnot. And the Lord brought another car, another Lexus, and I think it was a sport car, Lexus RX, like who knows what. And it came out in between me and the other car. If you saw the picture, you would not believe that I'm still standing here. It absolutely decimated the oncoming car. The lady that was driving the Lexus between us, that one, it smashed up from the side. And me, it just came right into the driver door. Just boom, boom. And how many of you know things happen fast? I said things, life happens fast. You better be prayed up. Our adversary is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, I don't like the idea about getting in accidents. How many of you want to get in an accident? Hopefully, no, yeah. But I will tell you this, before I walked out the door, I had already prayed in the Holy Ghost. I mean, who knows if I would have been just listening to the oldies? Got in a fight with my wife? Been arrogant and treat people bad and walking in the flesh, who knows, and not praying the whole, who knows what might have happened. I know that his mercy endures forever, but for me, if you saw those pictures, you would say, thank God. I got up out of the car. I said, oh, I just gathered my things very calmly. I guess they're taking my car away. So instead of taking me away in a stretcher, they just took the car away, and about a month later, I got a car fully paid for. Newer. All right. I'll go for that. So important to pray in the Holy Spirit. So important to pray in the Holy Spirit. All right. So he'll show you things that are coming. He'll help you pray out. Everybody on that same page. Amen. But what I like too is that he will not only help you to know what to do, also empower you to do it. Somebody said amen. Amen. So the Spirit helps our infirmities. We got that. He'll help you to do it. First of all, we're called to be worshipers. Is that right? We're supposed to worship in spirit and in truth. Is that right? And the Holy Spirit will help us to worship God and get in that place called spirit. Now, if you fleshed out yesterday or you fleshed out this morning, nobody's looking, so don't get nervous. But how many? Let's take a little vote. Is it better to be in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit or to flesh out? Let's have a vote. Those that want to flesh out or think it's good to flesh out, raise your hand. Those that think that's better to be in the Spirit, raise your hand. Right? Walk in the Spirit. Shut the door on the devil. God will help you. One area that the Lord has empowered you to do is to love people. But you, beloved, praying in the Holy Spirit, building up yourselves, Jude 20, in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love. Be careful about strife. Well, one of the hardest things to do is to love people. Somebody's honest. Let me come over here. Who is it? See, I got a friend, Z. Z, I got a friend. The hardest thing sometimes is to love people. Come on, admit it. My wife will say it's hard to love you. Come on. I mean, after all, the disciples said this when Jesus said, all right, here's a story. How many times do I have to forgive them anyway? And Jesus says, oh, seven times. He says, boys, 70 times seven. And then they all said, oh, God, Lord, increase our faith. It's hard to love people. You need the empowering of the Holy Spirit. It's hard to be married over 45 years. Are we 45 or going to 46? 45 years, but we're going to 46. No, we're going to 45. Okay. So it's hard. I'll hear about it later, but it's hard to be married for 45 years, long years, Mr. Mayor, without the power of the Holy Ghost helping you to love somebody. I love you, hon. Thank you for putting up with me almost 45 years. Hallelujah. He'll help you in your relationships. Pray to do. He'll help you to worship. And let me just tell you something. One of the most wonderful things that you can do is worship in the Spirit. There's some clear direction in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Let me see if I can go there. Ephesians chapter 5. Just for those of you that have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and those of us that have been filled with the Holy Spirit for a little while, there it is. Ephesians 5:18-19 says this, but do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be ever filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. That works. It says, speak out to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments, and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. So you could look at that up in various different translations, but the point being that it's part of New Testament worship to sing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing. Come on. You can do this. God wants you to sing. If it's in the shower, if it's in the car, keep your eyes wide open. If it's in the kitchen, sing to God. I said sing to God. I wish I had referenced that message version that says sing your heart out to God. Man, just sing your heart out to God. And here's another one. Sing a new song to the Lord. I love doing this in the morning. God is my witness. My family is my witness. I just gather myself, among other things, praying in the Holy Spirit. But I gather myself to sing to God my heart out. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? He visits me. And He'll visit you too. He inhabits. He inhabits. He surrounds. He listens for you. God wants to hear your voice. Though 1,000 or 10,000 or thousands and thousands of voices, millions of voices may be heard throughout the earth, there's no voice like yours. If it's a hymn, go for it. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father, and there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And I know that I can make it today. Now, just a little example. Faithful, you are faithful. Thank you, O Father, you're faithful to me. Lord, you well know that I need your loving kindness, and I will be faithful as you enable me to be. Amen. Sing to God a song. Some songs are kind of happy, you know. Run through the house. That's right. So, manda el poder, Señor, manda el poder. How many no coritos? Come on, some españoles por aquí. Aleluya, aleluya. Otro corito, corito, ahí, otro corito. Hay poder, poder, sin igual poder. Did I come to the wrong place or something? ¿Qué pasó, man? Reggie, what happened? Okay, never mind. He will make you glad. If you're honest, you might say, Pastor Tom, I'm so happy that Pastor Brenda can be like so happy and Sabrina could be so happy. But I'm just kind of more, you know, melancholic, kind of, you know, steady. Well, how about this? I have a hard time being joyful in the Lord, you know. Well, okay. How about start by being thankful? Just, you know, thank you. Thank you. Then, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, O Lord, today. Just do something like that. And then if you have kids, get them in on it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, today. And if you like those that are given to the moves, you can... Thank you. Come on, come on. Thank you. Come on. Oh, thank you, Lord, today. Now, I know I'm embarrassing myself. I know I'm embarrassing my wife. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I'm embarrassing somebody today. But remember, you're at home, right? A great while before day, you begin to praise Him and just make your song to the Lord. The Psalms is very clear. Sing a new song unto the Lord. So now, as I'm getting ready to close, it's awesome being blood-bought, sanctified, filled with love, hallelujah, love Himself, being forgiven. Bless the Lord, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Come on now. Who forgives all of your mess-ups, all your iniquity, all your stupidness. Forgives you and heals all of your diseases. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even that back strain when I was lifting up that bass amp. Hallelujah. No, I didn't strain nothing. Who crowns you with loving kindness. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So, Pastor Caleb, I might be coming to youth group pretty soon. Hallelujah. Meeting youth food. Hallelujah. Maybe not. Stay in my lane. Second wind. Second wind. Okay, fine, fine, fine. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Who redeems your life from destruction. Oh, my God. He redeems your life from destruction. Have you ever made such a big mistake? Like, this is bad. This is million-dollar bad. I've made a million-dollar bad choice before. I thought I was doing the right thing, but it was actually the wrong thing, and I didn't mean to do it, and God forgive me, and He redeemed me from destruction. Hallelujah! You know what? He'll redeem you from destruction too. Hallelujah! Somebody say hallelujah. Is that right, Brother Jimmy? So there's just a couple of things we got to take care of before I close this message out. And that is, the Holy Spirit is your holy guest. Amen. And The first essential thing that I want to highlight before we close is that He is holy. I mean, Holy Spirit, right? Right, everybody? Holy Ghost. Just boost slide 3 and then I won't be so... You can bring me the house down a little bit. I guess I'm a little soft maybe on the recording. But He's holy. So we need to learn how to maintain our connection with Him. And one of the most wonderful things that we could do to maintain our relationship with the Holy... Everybody say Holy Spirit. Is to live sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Now, I love this story about Daniel. And I'm just going to rush to this one scripture in Daniel chapter 1. And you know the story. The three Hebrew children are taken down into captivity. And then they're brought into this environment where they need to eat food. Quite frankly, if you study a little bit, that's been sacrificed to idols. Drink that's been poured out to idols as well, demon spirits, if you will. And Daniel purposed in his heart, look at it in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. All right? So, those of you that have been on diets know that you can't just make up your mind you're not going to have the chocolate cake. You can't make up your mind as you're going through the buffet line. Is that right, Reggie? I mean, I need a little help here, brother. I mean, you can't just suddenly make a decision. I remember keto. Come on, keto. Chocolate cake. You can't make the decision when you're in the line and you're looking at it. You have to make up your mind before you got to that... the chocolate cake, because I guarantee you the chocolate cake is coming. It's coming, ain't it? All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, the sourdough bread with all that butter, oh, it's coming. So if you're gonna keto yourself, you better make up your mind. I'm not, right, Pastor Nancy? That's what I'm talking about. I got a friend right here. That's what I'm talking about. You can't happen on this at the speed of life and try to make the decision when you get there. You have to choose that I am, if I'm on a keto diet, I am not touching it. I'm not looking at it. I'm not going to smell it. I'm not going to touch it. Some of you are real creative. Well, I was just going to smell it. I was just going to get by it. Just get as close as you can to it. Come on. It's a slippery creek bank. It won't be long before you're stuffing your face with half the cake. And you know I'm preaching good now. Choosing to stay in love. The Bible says in Ephesians, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy... Everybody say Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. It says, let all bitterness, clamor, wrath, evil speaking, abusive talk... All of that and bitterness has got to be discarded. And you have to guard your heart like it was keto.
Yeah, that's right.
Lose the weight, baby. Lose it. Amen.
Amen.
Walk in love. Praise God. So what I'm saying is you have to learn how to maintain the Spirit-filled life. Those of you that came up here and were filled, I'm so happy for you, but now you have to maintain it. Watch it. Those of you that have been filled for a while, choose that you will not allow yourself to be defiled by the spirit of this world. We have a very contentious political situation. Do not allow the strife that is in the world to get into your spirit. Don't let it get in your home. Don't let it get between you and your family members. Help me out now. Preserve, protect the anointing that is in you. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about us being witnesses in all the earth. Jesus, his commission in Acts chapter 8 was, you shall receive power, Acts 1:8 in the Amplified Classic. Power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in all these places. Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Now many of you may think, with misconception, I might add, that having a witness or a testimony is you standing out there with a sandwich board, turn or burn, snapping people with tracks as they get off BART. That's the wrong way, right, Tony? Just throwing tracks at them and barking at them that you got to repent. You know, it means a whole lot more to people to watch somebody that stays even, kind, is not just always thinking about themselves, thinks about them and being helpful. Come on. Never a harsh word is spoken. Gracious, joyful, happy, expectant, positive. Amen. Amen. That's a testimony. I said that's a testimony. Amen. Even when people are mean. Ain't that right, Frank? You've worked in retail for many, many years. And there's some real nasty things that can happen in retail. But you still stay nice and sweet. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're walking in love. You're insulated. Amen. So where are we? We're protecting the anointing. You shall be witnesses. Now, when the time comes for you to open your mouth and say something, you will have already prayed. You will have a word in season to know how to minister to those that are in need that come across your path. You will say something amazing. May not be very spectacular, but it'll open the door to their hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves people. We better get on board with that. How many of you love people? Well, we better work on it. Work on it. God loves people. I said God loves people. God loves people. And hey, He loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as we close today, we'll have an opportunity later to pray for the prayer of salvation in a few minutes. But I also want to highlight something about today before we let you go. In Mark 16:15-20 in the New King James Version, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." How many of you heard the saying, preach the gospel everywhere you go to every creature and use words if necessary? How many of you ever heard that? Use words if necessary. That means watch your attitude out there, no matter how crazy the driving is on the freeway. It says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. In my name they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick," and what's going to happen? The sick are going to recover. And it says, "So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out everywhere and preached," praise the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you an opportunity. We're going to ask you at this moment, if you have considered to make Jesus your Lord. And understand this, there's a difference between Savior and Lord. Savior means you're saved. You know you're going to heaven. The blood of Jesus was poured out for you. Lord means that you're sensitive to Him and that you realize that His instruction is not a suggestion. His instruction is a commandment. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Not a suggestion. And when He is your Lord, you understand that you're here not to do your will, but to do His will. I don't much want to do that. Well, what do you want, Lord? I want you to do that. Okay. Give me the Holy Spirit. Help me. Holy Spirit, help. And you know, He'll help you to do what you don't want to do. Come on, be honest. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't really want to do. You didn't plan on doing it. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Jesus as Lord. Got it? Some people, for the very first time, Savior and Lord. And then I'm sure afterwards, we're also going to, for those of you that missed it, that would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like what it says in the book of Acts. Apostle Paul goes to them and he says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And he goes, what? We never heard that there even was such a thing as the Holy Spirit. Well, to what baptism were you baptized? The baptism of the Lord Jesus. He goes, well, then he showed them a little bit about this and he laid his hands on them and they were all, and he fell on them. Hallelujah. So that's still happening in our church. Hallelujah. It's still happening today. All right. So let me see. How are we going to do this? I want to turn this over to, let me pray for salvation right now for those of you online and for those of you in the room. Bow your head, please. Maybe you've come to the realization that I know that coming to church is a nice thing to do. I mean, at least that's what my mom and dad said or my friends said. But, and I know that I asked Jesus, maybe I asked Jesus in my heart. I'm not really quite sure. You know, it's very simple. Commit your way unto the Lord. Do it now. And I'm going to say a simple prayer. Let your heart agree with this. And those of you that have received Him as your Savior, maybe we can make an adjustment to make sure He's your Lord so you could check in with Him when He has instructions for you. Because He's speaking to you, guaranteed. Will you repeat this after me? Let your heart agree. Amen. God in heaven, I open my heart to your Son, Jesus Christ. I receive Him today, not only as Savior, but also as Lord. Thank you for forgiving me all my iniquity. Thank you for giving me a place at the table, a place in your family. Thank you for saving me. Save all of me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, I receive you now. And I confess you as Lord. In Jesus' name.